This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools.
And a couple of milestones to note of an old pal. Albert Scaglione, his lovely wife Mitzi, Albert, the owner of Park West Gallery, celebrating his 50th anniversary in business. But before that, this past summer, we celebrated Albert's 80th birthday, and there wasn't a person who didn't walk up and think we were celebrating. They thought maybe we were celebrating his 60th birthday. But Albert, it was your 80th, and you look great. You take very good care of yourself. You work out. You do all of that. And God bless you, and again, happy birthday and happy anniversary to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much, Paul. Well, you know what? Walking to Mass every morning and back, it's a mile each way, doesn't hurt either. So I do that every single day. It keeps me, not quite, but almost every day. But yeah, it's been a great 50 years. I don't own it anymore, by the way. I own part of it. It's a family-owned business. I'm the CEO still. But we've become the world's largest art dealer by pretty much anybody's definition. And we have over 1,000 people selling art for us, which is kind of amazing.
I'm stunned. I thought you were,
I know.
You and Mitzi were the owners, and that was that.
No. There are buildings all over the world. It's an international conglomerate right now, and we're doing extremely well. We have contracts with major Ritz-Carlton hotels, Four Seasons hotels, museums throughout the world, the Hermitage, with Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Carnival, Holland, NCL. I probably left somebody out.
Well, Albert, wait a minute. Funny you should mention that, because you know we had a WJR Travel Club dream vacation to Spain, Italy, and the Greek Isles. We were on the Celebrity Reflection, and look what
there you go.
Look what I found. Listen to this, what I found for you.
Hi, I'm Natasha.
And I'm Kayla.
We are on board Celebrity Reflection.
And from the Park West Gallery in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, happy
50th anniversary,
Albert.
Couple of your employees.
The bright and beautiful. Yeah, we've got employees. You ready for this? Over 100 countries. We're very proud of the fact that when you look, it's color, it's every race, it's every, you know, I practice as a Catholic, but we're not concerned about gray, straight, this, that, the other. We're very inclusive and always will be, and love people. And we share that, and I think we brought that to the world. I think we brought the idea that everybody can own art to the world, and that's been our big contribution.
Well, this is even bigger than what I have always likened you to. And when I used to listen to Eddie Jonah on with JP, and we had him on a little bit, Eddie Jonah, the Merchant of Vino, is the guy who made us all feel comfortable about drinking wine, even though there were a bunch of wine snobs and stuff, and you're a little afraid to order it because you don't know. I've said it time and time again. I'll say it again, but now you do it on a worldwide basis. You make it possible for all of us to enjoy and get art and not feel stupid about it because we don't know anything about it. You've done that for millions, maybe? Countless number of people.
Millions. About 3 million. Yeah. Over 10 million works of art sold. I mean, it staggers me even. But what's more fun is that I'm right with my clients all the time. We had an event at the museum, at our gallery. We have a museum here, too, as well. A beautiful museum. Great stuff in it. Picasso ceramics collection is world class. I think it's the finest collection in the world on display. But we had an event with about 100 people from all over the world, and I was there with them for hours and hours, you know, while there were auctions going on or just having dinner with them and whatever, and speaking to them about who I am and what the company's about. I'm writing a book. It'll be out by the end of the year. It's taken me 10 years. Jim McFarlane, he's right for the Free Press, started it with me. I got a lot of good writing from Jim, but we couldn't finish it because it was me. I wasn't ready to finish it. Now I got Jeff Cyphers, who is an art book writer. He's got an art magazine, very smart guy in art, and Tom Birnsbaum, an internal guy. Between the three of us, by the end of the year, it'll be out, so I'll have the book done, yeah.
We will look forward to that. How's a guy with, I think, a degree in engineering, if I remember correctly, from standing on the roof of your house one day, as you
piled higher and deeper, PhD, aeronautical aerospace engineering.
Yes. How did you get into art?
It's a story that's kind of amazing. When the government pulled the money out of the space program and we weren't going to go to Mars anymore, and that was my mission, getting a man on Mars, part of it, you know, the heat shields, building the heat shields. I had worked on the Apollo program. We're so happy about that. Now we're in the 60s now, mid-60s, in the end of the 60s. And when the government pulled out, I got like a little crazy. Didn't want to be an engineer anymore. And the thing I liked best was art. That's in a whole other story.
That'll be in the book.
Yeah, it'll be in the book. Exactly right. Exactly right.
And how many artists did you embrace and help them when they were starving artists and you turned them into massive successes?
Well, I don't know about starving, but you know, like Chava Marcus, you're right. Here's a guy who was homeless. Only what he did is he took his car and he lived in Beverly Hills as a homeless guy.
Well,
he figured I better be in a good neighborhood. But I helped a lot of artists. And, yeah, it's a matter of seeing the talent. When you see the talent, and, you know, and the drive and the persistence and that thing that defines them, that as they're going to do this, they're going to make art, and it's special and it's unique. It has its own identity. Peter Max, great example. Escher, great example. Yaakov Agam, great example. Victor Vassarelli, bunch of other examples. Local guys, Tim Yankee, Marcus Glenn, Dominic Pangborn, all local Detroit guys. So, yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Well, a great ride. You let us know when that book is out, and I'll let our WJR listeners know, too. Congratulations. Happy birthday again. Happy 50th anniversary. Give our love to Mitzi, and we'll see you soon.
Will do. And to Ken. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye, Albert Scaglione. Just an astonishing success story, that's for sure. Park West Gallery. Right in our own backyard. You don't have to get on a ship to see it.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.